Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, David?
Doing great, my friend. Today we're going to talk about why you need to hire a CPA for your web design business, episode 78. Before I dive off into this topic, it's somewhat relatable, Tim.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the year 2017, 2018's coming up. We have some exciting things planned for 2018. And we've got some courses that are going to be coming out, WordPress-related courses and stuff. We'll give you more information about it later. So there's going to be some really potential things that we're going to be doing that affects revenues and stuff. And obviously, you know, I felt like it was a good place to kind of throw our first little plug out there, Tim, for a course that's coming in 2018.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. We're really excited.
Yeah. So let's dive off into this topic. You know, why would I want to hire a CPA? Why do I need to do it? I could do it myself. You know, I got TurboTax. You know, it's easy. It's fast. I'll do it myself, you know, and that may be the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, my wife's a CPA, and what I've learned quickly after marrying my wife is that, holy crap, there's a lot of stuff that I did not know and I did not understand. And a CPA just has that knowledge of what's going to best benefit your company. So the first no-brainer is, you know, they're going to let you know what you can and you can't write off. Yeah. They're going to keep you out of jail, Tim. You yes. cannot write off the Lambo. So, you know, point number
Absolutely.
One. Go ahead.
Yeah, and another reason which has been a big benefit to me, I have a good friend who's a CPA. He owns a tax firm, and it's been an invaluable experience working with him because he guided me and had me set up a LLC. And so for our listeners out of the U.S., it's not going to apply directly. LLC is Limited Liability Corporation here in the States. And then had me form an S-Corp, which basically is the way that LLCs get taxed. And the tax savings is enormous. And so without that knowledge from him guiding me and consulting me on it, I wouldn't know to do that. And I wouldn't have been able to take advantage of those tax savings. Now, it's different for every business, depending on, you know, what your expenses are like, what your income is like. And so that's why working with one directly is very important, because they're going to tell you whether or not it's a good idea for your business individually. But yeah, he helped me get my books set up and you know, really figure out, be able to see exactly from a financial standpoint what my business is doing. And so that way I can, you know, make projections and plan and, you know, plan to know how much I'm going to owe in taxes so I can have that money set aside. And so that's really important, because I've talked to so many other small business owners, you know, creatives, whether they're web designers or photographers, that end up getting just slammed with the enormous tax bill during tax time that they can't afford. And so, and then I've also had other people tell me that they're like, well, I decided I'm not going to work for myself anymore because, you know, even though I made way more money last year than the year before, I paid way more in taxes. Well, that wouldn't happen if they had, you know, the S Corp and, you know, they were paying, you know, the right amount of taxes and stuff. And so, you know, taxes are a big deal, and that's whether you're in the U.S. or outside. And so being able to have a professional, a CPA, guide you through that and advise you is invaluable. And it's kind of like with your clients. If you're a professional web designer, you guide them on the best practice for their website. And so you want that same thing in return when it comes to the financials of your business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And here, I'm going to be the first one, and I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to say this. Tim, I love paying taxes. It doesn't matter how much taxes I have to pay, because if I'm paying a lot of taxes, I'm probably doing pretty well. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and to that point, because you enjoy paying taxes because you're prepared for it.
Yeah.
It's when you're not prepared for it and you get slammed with that huge bill from the IRS. And yeah,
that's right.
But when you're prepared for it and you expect it, then you're happy about it because you're like, well, if I owe that much, then that means I'm making, you know, so much more.
That's right. And the last thing that I want to say about this topic, if it isn't already evident of why you need a CPA and why it's beneficial, you know, the tax laws are changing. You know, my wife told me that they're always threatening to remove that loophole that Tim and I are talking about, you know, with the S-Corp and saving on self-employment tax and stuff. So they're pretty seriously looking at possibly changing that. And with the internet and with outsourcing and more people working from home and self-employed and, you know, working with people all around the world and stuff, the tax laws are changing. You know, and a CPA is going to keep up with that. You're not going to be able to, you know which direction you need to go in and stuff. What might be your best option? Should I outsource to that other country? Should I not? Should I keep it local? Because those laws are changing regularly, quickly these days. So, and I see just the future of, you know, more and more and more tax laws as it becomes more of a global economy and stuff. They're rewriting the tax laws quickly now. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's it from me, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything on my list. That's as much as I know about the topic. And so go hire a CPA.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 78, why you need to hire a CPA for your web design business. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and review our podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.